Today's shiur starts by Yad Vashem towards the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom with the Mishnah Dam Shinasarav B'mayim. Zok the Mishnah. Dam, if we have dam that is supposed to be sprayed on the Mizbeach, dam from a carbon, but Shinasarav B'mayim, the problem is water got mixed into this blood. And so the shaila is, can we still use this dam? Can we spray it on the Mizbeach? Zok the Mishnah, Im Yesh Bo Maris Dam Kosher. If there was not enough water to take away the appearance of blood, but this mixture still looks like blood, then it's kosher and we can spray it on the Mizbeach. Now this is a great chiddush, because we are saying here, even though most of the liquid is water, there is a majority of water over here, we will not say that dam becomes bottle in the water. As long as it still retains the appearance of dam, it's kosher. Now Tosfos asks, granted, for whatever reason it may be, the dam over here, although it is in the minority, although there is a miyut of it, doesn't become bottle in the water. But the fact is, you can't say the water is not here. The water is here. So how can we spray this on the Mizbeach? One is not permitted to spray water on the Mizbeach. So we must say, one is not permitted to take water and spray it on the Mizbeach, l'shem zrika. However, over here, being that his intention is to spray the dam, but he has no choice, the water has to come along because there's no way of separating it. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, another thing about this halacha that bothers Tosfos is, what is the shear? The Mishnah, apparently, is very vague. The Mishnah just tells us that it has to retain the appearance of dam. Does that mean that there can be enough water over here that it's mamish clear, it just looks a little bit red? Or does that mean it has to be mamish thick, that one would never guess there's water mixed in? What does retaining the appearance of dam mean? So Tosfos is mefalpel about it. In Lamaskana, Tosfos basically says that obviously it is not going to be as stark red as dam itself is. But lamaisa can't be mamish clear with a tinge of red inside. It has to still look like dam. In other words, if one would look at this, he would say that is blood. Saif Kosef, however, this first halacha of the Mishnah is the more simple of the halachas in the Mishnah, because we're dealing here with a contrast. Water is clear, dam is red. So if they get mixed up, we can judge by the appearance. However, Zok the Mishnah, what happens when you have blood that is nesarav b'yayin, that got mixed up with red wine? They look exactly alike. How can I determine over here if the dam is still kosher or not? Appearance, obviously, in this case, has no meaning whatsoever. Zok the Mishnah is a simple solution. Rayanaisai ki'ilu hu mayim. We will regard this wine as though it was water. And we will then make a simple cheshbon and say, assuming that this wine was water, would we still have retained the appearance of dam or not? If there still would have been the appearance of dam, it's kosher. If there wouldn't have been, then it's possible. So lemaisa, we have a solution for both water and yayin that fall into dam. Now, however, we come to a more complex problem. Nesarav b'dam b'hema oy b'dam hachaya. What happens if this dam from the carbon, which is waiting to be spread on the mizbeach, got mixed up with the blood of b'hema that is chulin? Or it got mixed up with the blood of a chaya, but blood that is not kachin? So the Tanakhava says we can do the same thing that we do with the wine. How much blood of this chulin fell into the kachin blood? We will measure it with water the same way we did in regard to the wine. And we say, had the chulin dik blood been water, would there be enough to be mevatel the appearance of dam or not? If we would have retained the appearance of dam, then it's kosher. If there is so much dam b'hema over here that had it been water, it would have taken away the appearance of dam, then it's possible to be zayik on the mizbeach. This is the Tanakhama sheet. We go now to the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, there is no need to measure anything. Because if you have dam that got mixed up with other dam, we're dealing with a mean b'minai situation. And ein dam evatel dam. Blood cannot nullify other blood. Mean b'minai is loy batel. Therefore, even if you have a tiny drop of kosher dam in a large keli of dam shel chulin, it is kosher l'zrika, because mean b'minai simply does not become batel. Now, until now, we were discussing cases of where the dam that is supposed to go onto the mizbeach gets mixed up with things that are parva, so to speak. Either water, wine, dam shel chulin. We really did not discuss a situation where the dam gets mixed up with another dam that's a problem. That's the next case in the Mishnah. What happens if we have the dam ready to be sprinkled on the mizbeach and inside of it got mixed up with dam psulin, with blood of animals that cannot b'shem leifin go onto the mizbeach? Like animals that are reizei avinirva, or nishchat chutzlus mami, or chutzlum akarimai, karbanas that are possible in mizbeach. What do we do with the dam now? Zakt the Mishnah, Yishafach liyama. It must be poured out into a special duct, into a special drainage system that was in the Beis Hamikdash, where all the liquids left to Nachal Kidron. Now the Gemara will explain that Biatzim, we could apply over here the regular halachis of Bittel. The reason we say everything has to be poured, regardless of what the shear is, even though it's only a tiny drop of this parcel of dam, is because of a special gzeira that we will see about in the Gemara of Yez Hashem. Now, when one shechts a carbon, there are two kinds of blood. There is blood that is termed dam hanefesh, and blood that is dam hatamsis. Dam hanefesh is the blood that's kosher for the mizbeach. That's the first blood that comes out of the behemoth, the blood that comes out with a powerful force. Dam hatamsis is the blood that follows, that comes out without any pressure, without any force whatsoever. And this is not kosher for the mizbeach. So what happens when you have the dam hanefesh, which is kosher for the mizbeach? The dam hatamsis, that gets mixed up with the dam hatamsis. Here too the alachis, yishafach liyam, it has to be poured into this special canal. Now here too the Gemara will explain, although there is only a tiny drop of dam hatamsis that gets mixed up with the dam hanefesh, we will not allow the ascitis of bittel to take place. Everything has to be poured out, and it's because of a gzeda that we will soon see about. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer ever says it's kosher, and we'll have a machlokes in the Gemara as to what Rabbi Eliezer is machshir. Is he machshir the first case of Nisariv Bedam Sulin, or is he machshir the second case, where the Dam HaNefesh gets mixed up with the Dam HaTamsis? One thing, however, the Mishnah does tell us, Beferish, Heyos, that both in the case of Dam HaTamsis and where the Dam gets mixed up with Dam Sulim, it has to be poured out only on the basis of the Gzeda. Therefore, even according to the Tanakhama, Im Loi Nimlach, if for some reason the Kohen did not ask, but Vinasan, he went on his own and he put it onto the Mizbeach, B'diavad Kasha, the carbon is Kasha. We did not learn, and he is referring to the first halacha in the Mishnah, that if the water and the blood gets mixed up, provided that we still have an appearance of dam, the dam is kosher. This is dafka if the dam was here first, and the water fell into the dam. But if we have over here a basin of water, and the dam that is supposed to be sprinkled onto the mizbeach fell into the water, over here, even if after all the dam is in, we have an appearance of dam, it's still not good. Because rishon batal, as the dam was pouring in, each drop of dam becomes batal as it falls in. Amar Papa, however, l'inyan kisui einai kein. There is a mitzvah that the Torah gives us to cover over the blood of chayis and eifers. There too we have the same halach. What happens if the blood gets mixed up with water? Is there a mitzvah of kisui adam or not? So as the case is over here, the halacha is, as long as we still have an appearance of dam, the mitzvah of kisui is there. Once we don't have the appearance of dam anymore due to the water, there is no longer a mitzvah of kisui. Amar Rav Papa, however, the distinction that we make over here between the blood falling into the water or the water falling into the blood, that does not exist in regard to kisui adam. Well, the inyan kisui ainoi kein, even if the dam falls into the water, we don't say kama bottle, as long as ultimately when all the dam is in, there is an appearance of dam, we have to do kisui adam. And the reason is, lefisha ein dichoy de mitzvahs. There is no concept of dichoy, there is no concept of rejection in regard to mitzvahs. Now what we're saying over here is as follows. When the dam of kachim falls into the water, we're saying kama bottle. As each drop falls in, each drop becomes bottle. So as the dam is falling in, it is constantly becoming bottled. It loses its status of dam kachim. All the way at the end, there is enough dam in the water that it regains its appearance of dam. It's too late. It already lost it. In regard to mitzvahs, we never say it already lost it. You're right. If we have here water and the blood of eifes, or the blood of chayas are falling in, as it's falling in, it becomes bottled. But when all the blood is in, once again, we have the appearance of dam. So the concept of dam is chayzer v'nir. We have regenerated the dam. It is only in regard to kachim that there is a klal of dichoy. Kachim is an extremely sensitive kind of a concept. It has to be roi from the beginning to the end. Whenever you have a situation where at one point there is a missing link, the kachim does not regain its previous status. In the nail over here, when the dam falls into the water, if it becomes bottle as it's coming in, it's too late. The fact that at the end we're going to have an appearance of dam will not help us. Now, b'yatzim, the aside of dichoy etzel mitzvahs, rain dichoy etzel mitzvahs, comes from a different halach in regard to kisui adam, and that is, if the wind covered over the dam, and afterwards the wind uncovered it, then you still have the mitzvah of kisui adam. And we don't say, being that at one point the dam was covered, it's too late, because ein dichl yetzel mitzvah. Now, l'maisa, although from Algam over here, it's mashma that it's a pshitas, ein dichl yetzel mitzvah. In the Gemara in Chulin, it's a ibaya, the Gemara has a shayla, and the Gemara does not really come out clearly with definite answer. That is why it is the opinion of the Pri-Chadash and other Rechayinim that when we say over here, there still is a mitzvah of kisui adam, one should do it without a bracha. The Magen Rama, however, in Simin Taf Kuf Pei Vav Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Sivkat and Vav says that the Gemara is shy. If not, there is dichli yitzel mitzvah. Is only lechatchila. Lechatchila, can you use an object of a dvar mitzvah which at one point was not roy lekach, but b'diavad hakol maiden that we say ain dichli yitzel mitzvah, and the object is valid. Therefore, over here where we have a b'diavad, the wind covered it, and then the wind took the sand off. Hakol Ma'idim, that you can make regular Kisui Adam with a brach. The Shaila in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is about using a shayfer shel Avodah Zarah that belonged to a guy. The halacha is that a Yid can take the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a guy and be mevatlet. If the Yid, however, was not mevatlet at the start of Yom Tov, so at the beginning of Yom Tov it was a shayfer shel Avodah Zarah, which is not right, do we say Dichu Yetzel Mitzvah, which would mean once the shayfer was not right at the beginning of Yom Tov, it can no longer become fit to use? If we say Ein Dichu Yetzel Mitzvah, and the shayfer can be used. Zakti Gemara Vayta, Amar Esh Lakish. Ha-pigel v'yanoyser v'yatama. If somebody had three kezaisim, a kezais of pigel, a kezais of noyser, and a kezais of tame. Pigel, as we know by now, is when a kayin is makar the carbon with the machshava to eat it after the required time period. He wants to eat it chutz l'zmanai. V'yanoyser, or a carbon that was left. Nobody had any machshava, the shas, they were makar of the carbon, to allow it to remain after the deadline, but Lamaisa it did remain after the deadline. So this person had a kazayas of pigul, a kazayas of noiser, and the hatame, he also had a kazayas of tamedika kacha. Shabalan zebeze, he mixed up all of them together. Now you can't recognize which is which. Although if he ate any of these kazayasim on their own, he would vada bichai of malchus. Here, however, being that it's all mixed up, the achlan, and he eats it now, pater is pater for malchus. Why should he be potter over here? If he was yichayev malchus for eating any one of these, why does it become any less of a chiyev now that he ate all three of them mixed together? And for the Gemara, Zok v'shlakish, let us first get acquainted with the words, and then B'ez Hashem we will explain. Yev sheshlo yarbe min al chazei reviyatlenu. It's not possible that one of the minim over here should have not been a majority over the other one, and therefore it becomes bottle. So Rashi explains as follows. When a person is chewing pigle and nicer together, it's impossible that any one piece of pigle should not get mixed up with two pieces of nicer, and vice versa. So every small piece of pigle that he is chewing in his mouth that gets mixed up between two pieces of nicer becomes bottle to the nicer. And Rashi adds, not only does the piece of pigle become bottle in the nicer, the piece of pigle itself becomes nicer. It gets a din of nicer. So while he's chewing, the pigle becomes nicer, and the nicer becomes pigle. Now the point is, as he's chewing all of this together, when the pigle is becoming nicer and the nicer is becoming pigle, it's impossible to say that this should happen mamish proportionately. It must be that either more pigle is going to become nicer or more nicer is going to become pigle. It's impossible to say that it will be an even exchange. Nenela, being that we're only dealing with a kazayas to start with, he only started with a kazayas of pigle and a kazayas of nicer, so now vade we have either a drop less than the kazayas of pigle or a drop less than the kazayas of nicer. So by mixing it together, he didn't eat a kazayas of pigle and a kazayas of nicer. He ate either a kazayas plus of pigle and less than a kazayas of nicer, or a kazayas plus of nicer and less than a kazayas of pigle. And that's what the Gemara means. Yavshar, it's not possible, shulayirba min al chavei, right? That one mean should not exceed the other if it's all being chewed up together. And therefore, the Yaviatlanu, something over here became bottle. And therefore, the Shlakish says that he's potter. And the Gemara is not finished with the analogy. Shmaminei, we see from here class three halachis. First of all, Shmaminei, we have a raya from here that isurin mevatlin zeh. There would be a havamina to say that iser only becomes batel and heter, or heter only becomes batel and iser. But we now learn that you can have one iser becoming batel and another iser. Although both are aser, it doesn't make a difference. The shen iser becomes batel. Here we have a perfect example of it. We have pigle and noiser, both are aser, and the nicer becomes bottle to the pigle, or the pigle becomes bottle to the nicer. That's one halacha we see from Rish Lakish's member, that if you mix up the three surim, there's no chi of malchus. In addition, the Shmami, now we see from here, nois and tam beroiv lav di rice. We know that if milk falls into meat, if the milk is nice and tame in the meat, if there is no shishim of meat connected to the milk, it's us. But that is not midiraisa. Midiraisa, if there is a majority of meat, although there still is a tam of the meat, it still does become bottle. And we see that from here, because if he put a kazayas of pigle in his mouth and a kazayas of nice in his mouth, and the whole point is that while the two get chewed up together, it can't be an even exchange, either a drop more became nicer or a drop more became pigle, so we have a kazayas plus of nicer and a kazayas minus of pigle or vice versa, but a drop less than a kazayas still gives a tam. You still have the taste over here of either the nicer or pigle. Yet we say midiraisa becomes bottle, and midiraisa, I say, we have less than a kazayas of the iser. So once again, the second thing we see over here, besides for that Isurin can be mevatel one another, we see nice and tam b'roi, when you have a nice and tam, where the meat still gives a tam, but there is a roiv against it, lav d'iraisa. Mid'iraisa, the meat does become bottle, even though it still maintains a tam. Ushmami. Now the third thing we see from the Shlokish Halacha, that he is not chayiv when he mixes up the three Isurim and eats them together, we see that asos safik loishmeasa. A warning that is a safik, a asra, that you're not sure on which isra you're being master him on, doesn't constitute an asra. Because lamaisa, we have to understand. When a person has a kazayas of nice and a kazayas of pigle, and he mixes it together and swallows it, he vadi was over one isra. Because their vadi was a kazayas plus of either the nicer or the pigle. We just don't know which one. So why can't we say he's chayiv? Because let's say he got a asra for either nicer or a pigle. What's the difference? One of them he was vadi over. Elamai, we see over here that in order for someone to be chayiv malchus, there has to be an asra's vadai. He has to be warned that you will be chayiv malchus because of iser A or iser B. But if somebody says you're chayiv malchus and he warns him because you may be over either iser A or iser B, that is not a valid asra. So once again, quickly reiterating, the Shlokish tells us if you have a precise kazayas of pigle and a precise kazayas of nicer and you mix it together and eat it, you are not chayiv malchus. And we see from here, says the Gemara, three halachas. The reason that he is not chayav malchus is because being that he is chewing the pigle and the nicer together, pieces of the pigle are getting mixed up between two pieces of nicer, pieces of nicer are getting mixed up between two pieces of pigle, and therefore, bihachrach, part of the kazayas of pigle is becoming nicer, and part of the kazayas of nicer is becoming pigle. And we know it's not going to be an even exchange. So he put two kazayasin exactly into his mouth. At the end, when he's swallowing this, he either has a kazayas plus of nicer and less than a kazayas of pigle, or vice versa. So you see that one iser becomes bottle in another iser. And you don't dafka have to have iser behetter to say bittle. Another thing we see is that although we're talking about a drop more than a kazayas or a drop less than a kazayas, so we're talking about basically 51% to 49%, so the 49% is vadei nice and tam. Despite that, there is no malchus because midiraisa becomes bottle. So you see, midiraisa, a miut and a roiv, even though it's nice and tam, becomes bottle. And the third halacha that we see is that asra sasik loishmei asra, because he's vadi over one of the yisurim. There is either a drop more than a kazayas of nicer or a drop more than a kazayas of pigle. Despite that, because we can't be sure which iser he's over, and you can't give him a vadi yisra for a specific iser, he's not chayav malchus. So you see, asra, safik lav shmei asra. This is all Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Taisus, however, asks two kashas on Rashi, and therefore Taisus disagrees with Rashi's mahalach in the Gemara. First of all, Taisus says this is not considered asra, safik. When you have a situation, says Taisus, where you know for a fact the person is over an iser, the only problem is you don't know which iser, this is considered asra, vadai. The fact is I'm giving him two valid asras. I'm giving him a asra for pigle and a asra for nicer. And I know for a fact he was over one of them. So this is a saras vadei, says Taisus. The other point that Taisus contests is that Rashi gave us the impression over here that when the pigle gets mixed up with the nicer, the pigle actually becomes nicer. And when the meat of nicer gets mixed up with the majority of pigle, the nicer becomes pigle. Now Taisus says this is a novel approach to the concept of bittel. We know bittel that when you have an iser and a heter, the iser loses its shame iser. But over here to say you have two Isurim, and that one Isur not only becomes bottle, but it becomes part and parcel of the other Isur, Miecha Taisa to say that. Therefore, Taisus learns a whole different shot than Rashi. Taisus learns, we're talking about somebody that had four Kazaisim over here. Two Kazaisim of Pigle, two Kazaisim of Nicer, and he mixed them all up together. We're not saying like Rashi did, he threw it into his mouth and was chewing it. the mixing is happening before it comes to his mouth. He had two kazesim of pigel, two kazesim of neisir, mixed it all up together, and then took a knife and cut this in half. This is what the Rish Lakish means. Let us see the Gemara inside now, according to Tosis. Amar Rish Lakish. Ha pigel v'hanoiser, and incidentally, there is a shail over here about the gears of the word tamei over here. If tamei is supposed to be here, so whatever we're saying about two isurim, the same would apply to three. Let's assume, however, that it's not there. Rashi doesn't mention tamei. Rashi just works with pigel and neiser. So the Rish Lakish tells us, he takes two kazesim of pigel and two kazesim of neiser, and he mixes it up together. So we now have one thing with four zeisim in it, and then he cut it in half. The achlan, and he ate it. Pater here, he's vade pater from malchus. Why? Because yev shishal yirba min al chaveiwe v'yibatlenu. And what does this mean, according to Tosis? If he first mixed all of this up together, he mixed up his two zeisim of pigel and his two zeisim of neiser, and now he cuts it in half. So it's not going to be proportionate. So in the two halves that we're dealing with, it's pashit, that the odds are there is either more neiser or more pigel. So we're dealing here with two units that vadai has two zeisim in it, but also vadai has a kazayas plus of neiser and a kazayas less of pigel, or a kazayas plus of pigel and a kazayas less of neiser. Now this person went and he ate both of these pieces again. He took two pieces of neiser, two pieces of pigel, mixed it together and cut it in half. He now went and ate both of these pieces separately. Once, the first time he ate it, they gave him hasra not to eat neiser. And the second time he ate it, they gave him hasra not to eat pigel. This is tais. This is the genuine hasra's sofik, because I don't know if I have the right iser. When I gave him hasra for neiser, it's possible that the two zeisim he had over here had a majority of pigel, and there's no iser of neiser. Later, when I gave him the hasra not to eat pigel, it's possible that these had the majority of neiser and less than a kazayis of pigel. So there was no iser of pigel. So lemaisa, bein l'Rashi and bein l'Tosis, we still have over here our three halachas. We have the halacha that one iser can be mevatel another iser, and that means different things according to the respective sheets of Rashi and Tosis. According to Rashi, it means that if you have two isurim and one gets mixed up with the other, the iser that has less becomes part of the greater iser. According to Tosis, that's not exactly what happens, but the point is, if you have two isurim, one iser is mevatel the other iser, and the iser that is less loses its status of iser. We have the second halacha, that's the same, Silas Rashi and Silas Tosis, that a miut b'raiv, although the miut is nice and tam, it becomes batel midyuraisa, because according to both respective pshatim, either it's all in his mouth, or we're talking about four that he cut into two, the fact is we're still dealing with a drop more than a kazayas and a drop less than a kazayas. So in a 51-49 percentage, vaday, the 49% is still nice and tam. Yet, we are referring over here to the concept of bittel. So midyoraisa, the meat is always bottled, but even though it's nice and tam. And we have the third halacha that we learn over here from the fact that he is not high of malchus when he mixes up the pigel and neiser together. That asra safik lav shmei asra. According to Rashi, that means, although we know for a fact that he is over one of the asurim and we warned him about both, being that we can't be sure which iser he was over, this is called asra safik. According to Tosis, it means we warned him about one and we're not sure if or if not he was over that iser. Masav Rav, Rav has a second kasha on the second halacha that we're learning from Rish Lakish. The halacha that is the same, Silas Rashi and Silas Tosfos, that a nois and tam b'roiv is batel midyaraisa. If you have a miyat and a roiv, it does become batel midyaraisa, even though the miyat is still nois and tam. We learned in the Mishnah in Chal, asa isa min chitin u min oiris. If somebody made a dough out of wheat and rice, the wheat is chayav b'chala, the dough is not chayav b'chala. The halacha is, im yesh ba tam dagan, if you can taste over here the wheat, there is a tam dagan, chayeves b'chala, the afal gab, even though that if you want to measure it mathematically, the ruvayt, most of it is rice. And rice is not chayev b'chala, only the chameshes mini dagan are chayev b'chala. Despite that if you have the taste of dagan, there is a chiyev of chala. So you see, midiuraisa, even though something is a miut, if it's nice and tam, if you feel the taste of it, it is considered there, and you can't just write it off. And for the Gemara and the Chanami, you're right. Midyuraisa over here, there would not be a chiyuv chala, because saif kol saif, the dagan is a miut, and the yoyrei is the rice is mevatlet. I would say there is a chiyuv, midrabanan. We mean midrabanan there's a chiyuv. A yoyrei said there's a tam dagan, although it's rive rice, there's a chiyuv to be mafish chala. But midiuraisa, the meat becomes bottle beroiv, although the meat is nice and tan. Frek the Gemara, you can't say that it's only midirabanan. That midiuraisa, there is no chiyav chala. Because yihachi ain't a seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. In the seifa, we learned that if somebody has this type of a dough, which is made up mostly of rice, a miut of dagan, but there is a tam dagan, adam yoitza ba yidechivasi bepasach. If somebody bakes matzah with this, he is yoitza yidechivasi bepasach. He is yoitza the mitzvah of matzah. Now the halacha is one is only yoitza matzah that is made out of the chameshus mini dagan. Because the pasuk says, lo yisoichal olav chametz, shivis yamim tachal olav matzah. So we dash in dafka things that could become chametz, like the chameshus mini dagan. Out of that you have to bake matzah. But if you bake matzah out of a dough that could not become chametz, like rice, then he's not Yaitzis Chiyav Matzah. So if you're telling me now that when you have a miut of Dagan and Roiv of Rice midiuraisa, the Dagan is not here, then how can you say he's Yaitzis Chiyav Matzah? So it turns out midiuraisa, this is rice. Elena says, Gemara, we turn out to Amit Beis, the Hechach, you must say that when something is nice and tam, like the Dagan is over here, although it is a miut, midiuraisa, it is considered valid. And therefore, in the case of the Shlakish, where you mix up a kazayas of nicer and a kazayas of pigle, you can't really say that there's no nicer or pigle over here, because the tam is still there, and it would be chayiv malchus. And because the tam constitutes, halachically, what the item is made up of the same way the amount does, one is yoitza, his chayiv matzah on Pesach, even though it is made out of an isa, which was made with roiv rice, and a meat of dagan. If you have a tam dagan, then that's good enough. So Lamaisa, what do we do now with the Shlakish? How can the Shlakish say there's no Chi of Malchus? The only way to say when you mix up Pigle and Isis, there's no Chi of Malchus, is to say one becomes bottle with the other one. But if it's still nice and tam, it doesn't become bottle. Elena, Zakti Gemara, there is an afkamina between mean b'minai and mean b'she'ena minai. Mean b'she'ena minai, the timer. You're right. When you have two different kinds of food that taste differently, although one is a minority, as long as it still presents its time, you can still taste it. You can't say it becomes bottle. However, min b'minai b'ruba. When you have one kind of food that is mixed with the same kind of food, then it is derived, it is the amount that is going to determine the bit. So, enochanami, if I would have a pigle of one kind of meat, and a noiser of a different kind of the meat that tastes differently, this whole halacha about eating it together and not being chayav malchus would not be negayah. Because the fact is, there will still be a tam, although one would be a drop less than a kazayas, it's still nice and tam, and therefore he's chayav malchus. Shlakish is talking about a piece of pigle and a piece of noiser that are mamish the same kind of meat. There is absolutely no difference in tam, so you can't measure by the minority still being nice and tam. It's all the same taste anyhow. Over here we go with the roiv. Once again, Zakta Gemara, elamin b'she'en amina, you're right, b'taima. But min b'minai b'ruba, here it goes with roiv. And the Shlakish is referring to min b'minai. And therefore we have a Shlakish's halacha as a valid halacha. If he mixes up pigle and nicer together, and there's going to be a drop more of one and a drop less of the other one, the lesser one becomes bottle, and therefore there's no chiyuv. Now the Gemara is bothered by something. We seem to be saying that b'atzem, it is the tam that determines what it is, even though the tam is miut. However, when you don't have a tam, like you have two different kinds of isurim that happen to be the same kind of meat, both taste the same, you have to go with the right. Now, L'chayah, we had a similar situation in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a case of dam getting mixed up with water, where we judge by the appearance of dam, and then we had dam getting mixed up with wine, or dam getting mixed up with other dam. Now, L'chayah, we could have said the same thing over there. You can't go with appearance, because both look the same, both are the same color. So let's say let's go with roif. But we don't do that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we say we will continue to measure with appearance. But we don't do that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we say, if we can't judge by appearance, because the color of wine and the color of blood are the same, then estimate, compare. Imagine that the wine is water. And if this wine would be water, would it be mevatel the dam or not? Now if I do that with appearance, why can't I do the same with tam? You're right. If I have two pieces of basar, pigle and noiser, both of the same kind of meat, you can't judge by taste because both taste the same. The fact that it's pigle doesn't make it taste any different than nicer. But mihecha tastes to say because you can't judge by the taste, therefore forget about taste, and we're going to go strictly with roif. Why can't we do the same thing we do in the Mishnah with appearance? You have two pieces of meat, both taste the same, fine. Imagine that one of the pieces of meat would be a different kind of meat that tastes differently. Would there be enough to be nice and time here or not? And judge by that. Let us see the Gemara inside. Fek the Gemara. V'nishar min b'minai k'min b'she'ena minai. If you have min b'minai, consider it as though it would be min b'she'ena minai and figure it out that way. Kiditnan, as you learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that if dam gets mixed up with water, if it has the appearance of dam, it's still good. Nisar is b'yayin. If blood gets mixed up with red wine, so you can't judge by appearance. So rayinai say ki'ilu humayim. You take the wine and you say, if this would be water, would there be enough of here to take away the appearance of dam? So why can't they do the same thing with the basar and say, if this would be a different kind of basar, would there be enough over here to give it tam? Don't we do that in the Mishnah? Don't we say in the Mishnah we view it as though it's water? My lav doesn't mean royin oisei liyayin. We take the wine, which we can't judge with appearance because it's the same color, and we say, assume that the wine, ki'ilu humayim, as though it would be water. If it would be water, and there still wouldn't be enough to take away the appearance of dam, it's kosher. Sakti gemara loinein, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying something else altogether. The Mishnah is saying, we're not saying you can take the wine and substitute it for water, and therefore work with appearance. Imagine as though the wine would be water and judge by the same appearance water would give. We are saying that if you can't judge by appearance because it's the same color, because wine and blood are the same color, then forget about the appearance. The appearance cannot help you here. Rather, what are you supposed to do? Take the blood and assume kilu humayim. In other words, you have to assume that if there is roiv yayin over here, the blood is automatically pasul. The blood is as good as water is. And water, of course, is not kosher. So according to this, the Mishnah is saying, if you have two different colors, go with appearance. If you don't have two different colors, you have to go with roiv. And if you have roiv yayin, the wine is automatically considered water and it's pasul. Even though, if this wine would have been water, it would have been possible to have an appearance of dam. But I can't work with that now, because Seif, the wine is not water, and it's the same color. Now, if we learn this way in the Mishnah, that's precisely what we're saying over here. Min b'shein and min we go b'nice and tam. And if you don't have the tam, you have to go with the right. Frek the Gemara, that's fine and well, if indeed that's pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah means to say that where you have wine falling into the dam, you have to assume that the dam is water, and you can't be machshirit. But is that what the Mishnah means to say? Frech Gemara, ihachi, if that's all the Mishnah means to say, that once you have the same color, you have to go with the roiv, and if you have roiv yayin, it's possible, and you can't go with any equation to water, then bottle mabayale. There's no other way of saying that the blood becomes bottle, but by saying, we imagine that the blood is water, say that the blood becomes bottle, period. Now, if we're using a lashon of Rayin Oisekilu Humayim, we're not just trying to say the blood is possible. Obviously, we're trying to say something else. We're trying to say, look at the wine as though the wine is water. And therefore, make an equation to water. If the wine would have been water, would we have an appearance of dam, or wouldn't we have an appearance of dam? If we would have an appearance of dam, then we say, this dam is kosher, although there is Rayv Yayin. So once again, we have our kasha. If the Mishnah does that with appearance, why can't we do the same with the tam? Why do we say if something is min b'she'ena mina, where you feel the tam, it goes b'sa tam, and if it's min b'mina, you go b'sa raiv? If you have min b'mina and you can't measure with the tam, make an equation to something which is min b'ena mina. The Yoit says the Gemara, and I'll ask you another kasha, and for this other kasha, we have to make a small hagdam. Just like when you have dam that you want to sprinkle on the mizbeach, it must have a marid dam. It has to have an appearance of blood. When we're talking about a mikveh, in order for the mikveh to be kosher, we have to have a marid mayim. We have to have an appearance of water. If you have different kinds of juices falling into a mikveh, enough so that the appearance of water has changed, it doesn't look like water anymore in the mikveh, but it looks like juice, then the mikveh is pus. If I wanted to be tayveil a jug that is tummy, and the jug was full of red wine, and this is how I titled it, so it's not kosher, because the water did not cover the outside and the inside. The inside is full of wine. Let's say I had a drop of red wine inside the jug, and as I put it into the mikveh, it filled up with water, and the water was mevatel the yayin. If I looked into the jug, I didn't see any wine at all. All I saw was water. So it's kosher. There was water on the outside and on the inside. Now what happens if I have white wine in the jug, and I put it into the mikveh. And there is water from the mikveh that also goes into this jug. I want to know if or if not I have enough water inside to be mevatel the yayin so that I consider the whole interior of the keli full of water and therefore it's kosher. Now I can't judge over here by appearance because the white wine is the same color as the water. So the Yehuda says over here, make an equation to red wine. Let us see the Gemara inside. Tanya ulet nebraisa b'yehudaim. If the jug is full, or at least partly full with white wine, and now it's filled up with water, how can I tell if or if not there is enough water to be mevatel the yayin? Ruayin I say ki'ilu hu yayin edat. Here too I'm looking for appearance. I need an appearance of water in order for it to be considered mikveh water so that it would be an attire of the keli. So consider the white wine as though it would be red wine. If I would have the precise amount of red wine as I have white wine in this keli, e dia mareu, if the appearance of the wine of even red wine would have become faint, it would have disappeared, and the liquid would look like water, kosher, then it's kosher. However, v'imlav, if there is so much white wine here that had this wine been red and the rest would have been filled up with water, it still would have looked red, possible, then it's possible because the inside doesn't have water, the water didn't cover both the outside and the interior of the keli, and therefore it's not a kosher tefillah. So akoponim, what do you see? Here you cannot dray as we did in the Mishnah to try to say that the Mishnah is not saying make an equation. There is no shail over here to be Yehuda saying we go with appearance. We need a maramayim inside the keli to be machshir the tefillah. And if you can't judge by appearance, because the wine is white, the same color as the water, assume that the wine is red. If this amount of red wine would become bottled, then it's fine. If this amount of red wine would not become bottled, it would still appear red. Then you have to spill out some of it and fill it up with more water. But the point is, we clearly see that if you're judging by appearance, and you have two items that you can't judge by appearance, because both look the same, you make an equation to something that doesn't look the same. So why shouldn't Rish Lakish do the same thing? If you're minded that the right thing to do is to go baser tam. If you have a miut, but it's nice and tam, then the miut does not become bottle. Why do you say that when you have two things that are mamish the same, so you can't go baser tam because both taste the same, well, go baser raiv, make an equation. You have mean bemina, you have noisim and pigle, but both are the same kind of meat, so you can't taste the difference? Imagine as if though one piece of meat would be a different kind of meat, and would this amount of meat be nice and tam or not? And for the Gemara, you're right. Tanaihi. The concept of making an equation where you can't go after the appearance or you can't go after the time because both colors or both tastes are the same, if I am to compare it or just go baserai, that is a machlokes amongst Tanaim. The Tanya for Ulim Nebraisa, the Li, if you have a pail, Sheyesh Bo Yayin Lavan, that has white wine, Oy Chalav, or milk that looks like water. The Atfila, and he tabled the Keli, he immersed the Keli in the mikveh with this white wine or this water still inside the pail. Although generally by mikvahs we go with the shail, is there an appearance of water or not? Here you can't judge by that because everything looks like water. So the Tanakhana says, Ha'il Chanacha Ha'raif? Then you have to go with Raif. What was inside this Keli? Raif water or Raif milk? The right thing to do would have been to spill out whatever's inside and then tivel the Keli. But if he didn't, and now I want to know by the Yavid if the tefillah is kosher, I have to say, was there Raif liquid in this Keli so there was only a miat water? Or was there only a miat of wine, so Raif was water when he immersed it? But apparently the Tanakhama does not make any equations over here. We have to go with the Raif if we can't judge by appearance. Rabbi Yehuda says, you look at it, and you judge what would be if this white wine would have been red wine. Imdia mareyu kosher. If the precise amount of red wine would have been here as there is white wine, had you put this into the mikveh and enough water would have been able to still come in and totally take away the appearance of wine, in that case kosher, this white wine is kosher. Beam loud. If, after exchanging this white wine for red wine, there was still not enough place for water to come in and take away the appearance of the wine, then you know, possible, it's possible. So we see l'maisa that the rayin, or not to say rayin, is a machlokes tonight. Frak the Gemara, but in a minute I will ask you a kash. We seem to have a contradiction. The Mishnah in the class tells us, the lisha humale reikin, if we have a pail that is full of saliva, the hitzvila, and somebody immerses this pail as is in the mikveh, ke'ilu leitavam. Now Rashi explains over here, the issue is not if it's raiv, if it's miyat, if there is a maramayim or no maramayim. Saliva will always be a chatzitza. And the reason is, the metzias of the saliva is, it simply will not mix with the water. a thinner liquid, when mixed with water, will become part of the water. This will not, and then it will always be a chatzitza. Although we say over here, mole, reichen it was full of saliva, Rashi explains mole is lav dafka, even if there were only a tiny bit of reichen it. It will always be a chatzitza if it doesn't mix. The Mishnah continues, if somebody immerses in a mikvah a pail full of meiraglayim, reichen I say ki ilu hein mayim, I view this as though it was mamish water. The Rashi explains as follows, meiraglayim b'yatzim is a kind of water. Elamai, it's a kind of water that's possible for a mikvah. Now, tzayich to have mamish water and it's still possible for a mikvah. Mayim she'ulim is possible for a mikvah. Any water that was in a keli becomes automatically possible. However, if you have mayim she'ulim and there is a hashaka to make shamin, for instance, the way most of our mikvahs are, you have a bar, a pit full of make shamin, full of rainwater that was not in a keli, and there's a hole that is as big as kishvaferes hanoid, which is a certain shear that you can stick two fingers inside, and that hole connects the make shamim to a different pit that is full of water, even may shuvim, the shuvim becomes kosher. So shuvim in a keli isn't any worse. So if you take a pot or a pail full of water, you don't have to spill out the water before you toivel it. You can just stick it in. And once you immerse it in the mikvah and it mixes with the may mikvah, the shuvim becomes kosher. So what this Mishnah is telling us here, according to Rashi, is that may glayim is no worse than shuvim. And Rayanaisen, although it's slightly a different color, still, Rayanai Sekilu Hein Mayim, and it's kosher, even though the entire keli is full of Mei Raglayim. Now Rashi explains this is why in the previous case we used the Lashon Molei Reichen, it's full of saliva. Over there, the point isn't that it's full of saliva. As explained previously, even if there was only a drop of saliva, it would be a chatzitza, because the saliva doesn't mix with the water. But we use that Lashon because over here we want to use the Lashon, that even though it's full of Mei Raglayim, it's still not a problem. We don't have to look for roi, we don't have to look for appearance, we just say roi noi sekilu hein mayim, is just like it's water. The Mishnah continues. What happens if somebody is tovel a dli that happens to be full of mechatas, mole mechatas? Mechatas is the water that is used to spray on a tamadika person, the third and seventh day. Now this is the water that we put into this water, the ashes of the para aduma. And the halachi is that this water has a din of an avatam. Now because of the halach over here, that this water is so drastically different than your normal water, because we have here water that is actually tummy, the avatuma, we automatically say that you can't mix this with regular water, the hainu. When you put mechatas into a mikvah full of regular water, it is considered min b'she'ena mina. Therefore, here we will not say, as we said in the case of Mei Raglayim, that all you need is for a mashu of the mea mikvah to pour over into the Mei Raglayim and there is a shaka. Rather, over here we say, Acheyirbu hamayim al mechatas. The only time this tefillah, the tefillah of this keli full of mechatas, is going to be kosher is if you have roiv of the mikvah mayim in this keli, and only a miut of the mechatas. So naturally, if it's full of mechatas, the only option is to pour out most of it, if you want the tefillah of this keli to be valid. Now here's where we run into the contradiction. We said in regard to the Mei Raglayim, although the metzias is, the mari of the Mei Raglayim is not the same as the water, we consider it as though it is water. Rashi explained, being that Saif Kosaif Mei Raglayim is a mean mayim, therefore you can equate things. What guidelines should I apply to the Mei Raglayim that's in the dli? Hayos, it's a mean mayim. We say, this Mishnah said, Rayanai Sekilu Ein Mayim. View it as though it's mamish water, and whatever halachas would apply to water would apply to this as well. Just like in regard to water. Once there is a shaka, once it connects with the Mei Mikvah, it becomes kasha. The same would be true for the Mei Raglayim. Now, man shamet le'zakti gemara de islay rayin, who says such a svar? Who says you can take one thing with a certain maira and equate it with something else that has a different maira and use the same guidelines? Who is that Tana? Rabbi Yehuda, he is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that if you have white wine, there's no problem. Just assume as though it would be red wine. And whatever halachas would apply to red one should apply to the white wine. So we have now established that this Mishnah in Mikvayas that also says you can take the Mei Raglayim and assume that it's water, Rayanai say ki ilu hein mayim, this is Rabbi Yehuda. And again, the reason we're assuming that over here this is Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that we know previously has this shita that you can take one thing and equate it with another thing. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, you take the white wine and you assume that it's red wine. So when the Mishnah says over here, you take the Mei Raglayim and you assume it's regular water, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Despite that, the Ketani, we learn in the next case, in regard to the Mechatas, to Sagulei Beruba. If indeed this Mishnah is of Yehuda, then L'cha'ira, when you have Mei Chatas, the water of Chatas, which does not become Tar al Yedei Hashaka because of its nature, because it's Metami Diavatam, this should be the same as white wine. Because we have over here something which will not become Tar al Yedei Hashaka, just like white wine will not become Tar al Yedei Hashaka because it's not Mayim. And we have here something that has the same color as the water. The Mei Chatas obviously is just as clear as regular water is. And suddenly Rav Yehuda doesn't say, take the mechatas and assume it's red wine and see if there is enough water over here to be mevatel the mari of the red. Rather, suddenly roiv is enough. Over here, Rav Yehuda says, as long as you have roiv, regular water, in the dli, the miut mechatas doesn't stop it. The fact that I have a smaller amount of mechatas over here will not be mi'akev the tefillah. Maybe if this smaller amount of mechatas would be red wine, it would be enough to take away the clear appearance of the water. So one more time, the Gemara has set up this kasha in two steps. First, we have determined that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Why did we determine this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Being that the first case of the Mishnah says, we look at the Meir Glayim as though it's water, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says you can do this. You could take one thing and look at it as though it's something else. Once we determine that it's Rabbi Yehuda, we ask a kasha, that the Rabbi Yehuda that we know, who says take white wine and assume that it's red wine, and if this amount of red wine would leave a red appearance at Passover, even though there is white water, that Rabbi Yehuda is an open contradiction to this other part of the Mishnah, which seemingly is also Rabbi Yehuda. Why, in regard to the Mechatas, does suddenly Rabbi Yehuda say, if you have white water, it's enough? Say here too, view the Mechatas as though it's red wine, and if there is enough Mechatas, if there would be enough red wine over here to render a red color, it should be possible even though you have roiv water. So it's a stira from the Rabbi Yehuda that we know to this new Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye Lakasha, we go now to the top of Amar Aleph. Hadaday, Hadar Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, the shame is Rabbi Ram Gamliel. He says, roiv is not enough. You have to view, if you have mean b'minai, and it's mamish the same color, it gives the same appearance, for instance, either white wine or the mechatas, which are both puzzle, you have to view it as though it would be red wine. And if this amount of red wine would leave a red color, it puzzles. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, on his own, his personal opinion is, as it appears in this other Mishnah, is that you don't have to view it as though there would be red wine here. You take it for itself, even though it's mean the minai. It doesn't bother me. If there's roiv water, it's enough to be mevatel either the white wine or the mechatas, and there is no need to make any further chashbonos. This is how Rashi understands the shak of the tanya of the Gemara, and Tosfos vehemently opposes Rashi's pshat. Tosfos has three kashas over here. First of all, what is the Gemara's basis to say that this mission over here in the clause is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet? Now we explained that being that there is a halach over here in this mission, that you take Meir Glayim and you view it as though it's water, Royin Oysan Kilu Hein Mayim, and because it's water, it becomes Tar al Yedei Hasharka, so it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Because who is the one that says you take one thing and view it as though it's something else, even though there is slightly a different color? It's Rabbi Yehuda who says you take white wine and view it as though it's red wine. Sektais, what kind of an assumption is this? What shaychis does one thing have to do with the other? When you're talking about wine, white wine, and water, you're talking about mean, the einoi, minai. There is no way in the world that the wine becomes tar al yedei hasharka. So we're talking about the white wine becoming bottle. I say that if I have the appearance of water, that's enough. That's enough of a shear to say that it's bottle. And I can't judge if or if not I have the appearance of water or wine and I'm dealing with white wine. So I view it as though it would be red wine. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda, as we know Rabbi Yehuda. What size does that have, like Tosfos, to the halach of Meir Glayim in this Mishnah? Here we're saying Meir Glayim has a din of Mayim. So Meir Glayim is mean b'minai. The Meir Glayim isn't becoming bottle. We're not looking to be mevatel it. We're looking to be metayir al yedei hasharka. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Being that the Meir Glayim has a din of Mayim, the Melech becomes tar al yedei hasharka when it gets together with the water of the mikveh. What does that have to do at all with the halacha of comparing white wine to red wine in order to determine the appearance of the water? In addition, Sektaisis, how is our Gemara building up the kasha? First, we're determining, we're establishing that this mission over here in the clause is Rabbi Yehuda. And once we do that, we ask a stida. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that in regard to mechatas, as long as you have roiv water, it's mevatel the mechatas. And in regard to the wine, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't just say if you have roiv water, it's mevatel the white wine. You have to view the white wine as though it's red, and there has to be enough water to take away the red color. Frektis. Never mind the wine. Let us say we never knew that halacha. There's a steer in the b'raisa itself. If indeed the halacha of Meiraglayim tells us that you always take the item and you equate it to something else, that means that this very b'raisa itself is saying, don't just look at roiv. Look to what you can equate it to determine the appearance of the water. And right afterwards, the b'raisa turns around and says, when it comes to mechatas, if you have roiv water, it's enough. Nothing about equating the mechatas to red wine and then to see if you have enough water to be mevatel the red wine. So forget about the steer from one Rabbi Yehuda to another Rabbi Yehuda. We have a steer in this very Mishnah. And the third kasha, Tosfos asks. So Tosfos says, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says there's no steer in Rabbi Yehuda because other day you had the Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem his Rabbi, says that you have to view the white wine as though it's red wine. And Rabbi Yehuda on his own says, as long as you have roiv water, it's enough. We still have the problem with the steer in the Mishnah. If Rayin Isakilu Hain Mayim in regard to the Meiraglayim tells us you equate whatever you have with something else, that it contradicts the next halach of the Mechatas, where we're not equating the Mechatas with red wine, but we're saying go with Raiv. The fact that you answer the Tur of Yehuda's Hadadeva Hadarabi does not help us at all with this new contradiction, which obviously is in the Mishnah. Therefore, Taisus is a whole different shot in this Gemara, a whole different Gersus. Basically, it's a whole different piece of Gemara according to Taisus. Taisus has the Gersus. Not Meiraglayim Royinoi Saikiilu Hein Mayim, but if you are tiveling a Dalia pail with Meiraglayim inside, you take the Meiraglayim and Royinoi Saikiilu Hein Yayin, as though it would be wine. And Taisus substantiates this with Tosafos that indeed say, Meiraglayim Royin Esen Kilu Hein Yayin. When the Gemara asks the Vira Minhu, according to Tosfos, I'll ask you a contradiction. The Gemara means a contradiction from our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned at the beginning of our Shir, and this Mishnah in the Kfaras over here. Let us now see the Gemara once again on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom, from the words of Vira Minhu, this according to Tosfos. In our Mishnah we learned, if Dam of a Kosher carbon gets mixed up with Dam of Chulin, we cannot apply the concept of bittel because it is min b'minoi, and Rav Yehuda is of the opinion min b'minoi einoi batel. Is there a mini? I will ask you a kasha. We learned in this Mishnah in the Kfaras as follows: Dlishi moli reikin. If you have a pail full of saliva, v'tfilu, and you immerse it in the mikvah, kilu loy tava. As explained, the saliva is thick. It is considered a chatzitza. It simply doesn't become batel regardless of how much water you have. Moli meiraglayim. If you have a pail full of meiraglayim, that's the Gersa of Taisus. We assume that the Meiraglayim should be the same as wine. And therefore, if the Meiraglayim is like wine, it doesn't become batel b'raiv. If I have a little bit of red wine, even though I have roiv water, if there is enough wine to give the water a red color, the mikvah is still possible. The water in the dli is going to prevent the kasher tefillah for the dli. Meiraglayim is the same thing. Even if you have roiv water connected to the Meiraglayim, it's not enough. We view the Meiraglayim as though it's wine. Vayter moli mechatas. We have a dli full of mechatas. Atche yibu amayim on mechatas. You have to have roiv regular water on the mechatas. The mechatas itself does not become tarli de hashaka. It is an independent kind of a mayim. Now, frek the Gemara. Man shamet lei, who is the man the yomer, the islei roiv? Now, let us understand now that Taisvis is in a major disagreement with Rashi over here over the status of Meiraglayim. Rashi considered Meiraglayim and Mayim mean b'mina. And Rashi said Meiraglayim becomes Torah Yudei Hasharka. Taisvis says Meiraglayim and water are mean b'sha einoi minai. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And you can't be Machshir Meiraglayim Yudei Hasharka the same way you can't be Machshir Yayin Yudei Hasharka. And Mela, once again, the Gemara asks as follows. Man shamed le v'yisle rayim. Who is the man the yomer that says, when you have min b'she'ena minot, like meiraglayim and water that are the same color, you say, I will view the meiraglayim as though it's yayin, it's Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda says so in regard to the white wine. That if you have white wine and water, which is also min b'she'ena minot that are the same color, you view the white wine as though it would be red wine. So the Mishnah says over here that you view the Meda Glayim as though it's red wine, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we have established this Mishnah as Rabbi Yehuda, that means the next case is also Rabbi Yehuda. And what is the next case? If you have a dli full of mechatas, which is water that was mixed with the Efer Paraduma, being that it's Metami Biabatuma, it does not become tar al yidei hashak, and therefore it's a chatzitza. So you have to spill out most of it so that you get roiv mikvah water in here in order to be mevatel whatever mechatas is left. Now Rashi had learnt that the mechatas and the water are so different that it's min be'eme minai. Now here too Taisus disagrees. Taisus says mechatas is water and mei mikvah is water, so it's min be'minai. And now we come to the critical point of the kash. This is Rabbi Yehuda, as we established in the previous clause, that this whole price is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, how can Rabbi Yehuda tell us a halacha where you have min b'minai, mei chatas, and mikvah water, and that it becomes kosher b'roiv? If you have roiv mikvah water, it's mevatel the mei chatas. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, if you have dam and dam, kosher dam, and dam chulin that got mixed up, regardless of what the measurements are, even if you have roiv chulin, it's still kosher, because min b'minai loy bottle. If min b'minai loy bottle, how can you say that the main mikvah is mevatel the mechatas? They're both water, and min b'minai is loy bottle. And in regard to this kasha, the Gemara answers, hadidei hadirabe. Rav Yehuda himself holds min b'minai is bottle. That's why he says in regard to the mechatas, roiv mikvah water is going to be mevatel the mechatas, although it's min b'minai. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah who says ein dam mevatel dam, that's Rav Yehuda b'shem is Rabbi Ram Gamliel, who holds min b'minai is not bottle. So once again, very quickly, let's put everything into perspective. Rashi is of the opinion that mei reglayim and mayim are min b'minai, and the mechatas and mayim are min b'she'ein b'minai. And Rashi says the Gemara's contradiction is as follows. Rav Yehuda says in regard to the white wine in the mikveh, which is min b'she'ein b'minai, you can't just say roiv mikvah water is enough, you have to view the white wine as though it would be red wine. And if there is enough red wine over here to leave a red color, it's possible, despite the fact there may be roiv kosher water. And over here, in regard to the mechatas, which according to Rashi is the same case, it's min b'she'ein minoy, with the same color, we don't say you have to view the mechatas as though it's red wine, rather we say if you have roiv mikvah water, it's enough. And don't make any equations. According to Taisus, the contradiction is, in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says min b'minai is not bottle, lein dam mevatel dam. And mei chatas and mikvah water, according to Taisus, are min b'minai. And here, Rav Yehuda says, it is bottle. Roiv mikvah water is mevatel the mei chatas. And in regard to these contradictions, silo drashi, silo Taisus, the Gemara answers, ha de day, ha de rabbi.